So yesterday we commenced with the tafsir of Surah Al-Mu'minun, and we were looking at a hadith talking about the revelation of the surah. Umar radiallahu anhu said that, like normal, when revelation would come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would hear a sound like the buzzing of the bees. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would enter into a different state. And this happened one day, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emerged from that state, he sat down facing the Kaaba and he made dua. Allahumma zidna wa la tanqusna wa akrimna wa la tuhinna wa a'tina wa la tahrimna wa athirna wa la tu'thir alayna wa arda'anna wa ardina. That, oh Allah, give us more and do not decrease. Grant us respect, do not put us into humiliation. Give us and do not deprive us. Give preference to us and not against us. And be pleased with us and make us pleased. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 10 verses have been revealed, and these are the opening 10 verses of Surah Al-Mu'minun. If you follow them in letter and spirit, inshallah you will go to Jannah. And Aisha radiallahu anha, when she used to be asked about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character, she would say, it was in alignment with these 10 verses, these opening verses of Surah Al-Mu'minun, which talk about the qualities of the true believers. Because in the first sentence, Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Success is really attained by the believers. True success is attained by the believers. Now, why does Allah say this? We explained yesterday. One reason could be that people have perceptions that those who have wealth are successful, or those who have beauty are successful, or those who have prominence and position and power, they are successful. Allah is saying true success is that of the believers, because when you save yourself from Jahannam and secure your entry into Jannah, then and then only are you eligible for eternal success. The word falah has been used in numerous places in the Quran and Sunnah. But true success, and this is where we concluded yesterday, that true success is only the success of the year after, because in this world, nobody gets everything they want. No one. Not the richest man, not the most pious man, not the most powerful man. No one gets everything that they want. Sometimes you've got all the power, but you don't have the health. Sometimes you've got the health, but you don't have the wealth. It's only in Jannah, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنفُسِ, that you will get whatever you desire. وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ, whatever you call out for, you'll get. So you need to focus on the after if you truly want to be successful. You pursue this dunya, but for the sake of akhirah. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. Nay, but you prefer the present life, and the world to come is better, and the world to come is more lasting. Now, Allah grants falah to His servants in this world as well. So the greatest success, the actual success, is in the year after. But both Muslims and non-Muslims will achieve some success in this world. Non-Muslims will get wealth, they'd get good health and physique and beauty and looks and position and power, prosperity. Sometimes it would seem like non-Muslims, those who don't believe in Allah, they actually enjoy more success in this world than believers. Not necessarily the case, but the perception is like that. So how do you reconcile that? The actual success is successful of the success of the after, but what they achieve here or in this world, they tend to be enjoying success. Well, that success is fleeting. It's superficial, because they're all the time worried that they can be deprived of it, right? The leader is sitting on his throne, but he's all the time worried of a coup. You're all the time worried the stock market will crash, or the currency will devalue and you lose your wealth. Or you're all the time worried that as you're aging, you lose your looks, or some sickness will take away your health. Right? So it's a kind of temporary success, superficial success, which Allah grants to believers and unbelievers. Sometimes He grants more to the believers now, so that whatever good they did, they enjoyed the fruits of it here. And He secures more for the believers in the year after. However, even in this world, right, a person can have position but not necessarily respect. He can have wealth but not necessarily barakah. He can have health but not necessarily the ability to use it constructively. So that kind of success also in this world, in a more deep sense, is granted to the believers. But in a more shallow sense, is granted perhaps. So quality in success of this world is granted to believers. Quantity maybe to unbelievers and believers alike. An ultimate success to believers in the year after, if that's a way of understanding it. So that's the first sentence, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, the first ayah. Now Allah goes on, جَلَّ وَعَلَى, to talk about the specific qualities of these believers who are truly successful, which we will unpack inshallah from tomorrow onwards.